Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 28th of August, and it's mostly cloudy here in Auroville on 24 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect periods of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm around, and night will be becoming cloudy. Temperatures from low of 25 to high of 33, with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. And yes, crazy long summer high temperatures are slowly saying goodbye and leaving the space for monsoon period of the year. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 8%. The Auroville Campus Initiative ACI team, Lalit, Michael H. and me, invite us on Tuesday, 2nd of September from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at SIRE Conference Room to participate in Learning Collectively, the Auroville Economy. Starting with part 1 of the Joy of Learning series, the Auroville Learning Forum from Aurovillians to Aurovillians, and following the interview with me. Good morning, Min.
Good morning.
You're coming from Auroville Campus Initiative.
That's right.
And you're organizing for us something really exciting. So what is that?
Yes, it's the joy of learning. What we have realized is we Aurovillians come together in community meetings to discuss a subject when there is a problem. And it's very difficult to learn about a topic when there is already tension between the community members and a decision has to be made. So we want to separate the decision-making process from learning. And there are some very critical issues where our information or knowledge within our community is less than it should. So what we want to do is create a platform, and you're calling it the joy of learning, where we as community can come together and learn from each other. And we want to bring in experts in areas such as the economy, land management, housing service, governance and decision making, and let people learn from each other so that next time when we come together to make a decision, we're making more informed decision.
Okay, so if I understand correct, that would be like getting deeper to know ourselves, our own community, with learning from each other.
Correct. That is correct.
So how often you plan to, that's a series?
It's a series. We are hoping to do this at least once a month. It all depends on how the community takes it. If there is more demand, then we'll try and do it more often. But even doing it once a month with good preparation and prepping the presenters well, I think will be good enough.
It stays energy. So who will start? You will start with the Journey of Learning on economy, if
yes,
I'm correct?
Yes, economy is something that everybody is concerned about in Auroville. So that's
space.
Why we thought, we start from the economy of Auroville. And then we thought, let's not go into some difficult subjects of economy. Let's start with the basics. How does it function today? So we called the experts who are kind of running our financial system here, so which is Divya and Lyle. They will explain the current financial structure, where did we come from, what are the key principles on which the whole thing is built. And then we asked two members of the community which have different points of view on economy, which is Chandresh and Suhasini, to join the panel. They have their own opinions, and also they have been in the community for long enough, and they have done things, activities, to demonstrate their point of view within the community.
After those talks, there would be a place for discussion and questions? Or
absolutely.
Something.
The idea is it has to be interactive. It has to be in the form of a discussion. But before we begin any discussion, we need to know the information. So the panelists and the presenters are supposed to give us information. And then based on that, we do very moderated, I must say, moderated discussions where we focus on the topic and not on the people and not on conflicts.
We are really particular in many, many fields, right?
Absolutely.
So let's keep it practical. We said it's going to be on Tuesday.
Yes.
At
Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. at the SIRE Building Hall. Yes, it will go on until 6 p.m. And then we'll take it from there.
Do we need to register before?
Not at all. It's open for all Aurovillians.
But only for Aurovillians.
We would suggest that this is something which we will do other things for non-Aurovillians in terms of learning. But this particular session is designed for Aurovillians.
Okay. Your team, the Auroville Campus Initiative, what is other things you do besides?
That's a very good question. Essentially, what we want to do is create a platform, a collective platform, where learning for adults can happen. So right now, we are very good at school education. Mm-hmm. We have a variety of models. They are working really well. And of course, they're improving also. But we don't have anything for our youth.
Mm.
And this is something that needs to change. And also for the youth that come from all over the world, all over India, when they come to Auroville, some of them have a great experience, others not so great. Can we create a platform where we ensure we offer higher quality experiential learning in a variety of areas? And most importantly, we ensure that they get connected with the deeper values of Auroville. That's what we are trying to do. We're trying to create a platform where we can offer long-term courses, short-term courses, workshops, seminars for adults.
Okay, that would be in some kind of connection with the University International Zone or CHIRU? Or it's more separate thing for...
Actually, we think there should be only one platform. And all these things should merge together into one. That's the intent, that this is a collective, inclusive platform. And we are encouraging anybody who is offering anything on higher education should come and work on this platform.
Where are your spaces? Where is your office or how you work? You have three, yeah? I understand correct, right?
Yes. Presently, we are based at the Sire building, first floor.
You got your office there. Okay. I think for today, that's it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, me. Thank you for coming. Auroville Council and Study Group report they will share with us on Tuesday at 4:30, also in Sire Building report on their meeting with the Governing Board and in the International Advisory Body. Then follow would be Auroville Council representation in the working groups by Katir, and Auroville Council thoughts and feelings regarding the selection of working group members by Matri Passat. Following would be brief update on pending Auroville Council issues with 2 minutes each. First Matri Mandir, second housing service, third entry service, fourth produce water, fifth found an asset committee, sixth Auroville Council update on the formation of working committee, and seventh Auroville Council update entry service, policy and entry task force, eighth on budget coordination committee, a call for feedback on Auroville security budget, ninth issue of Auroville's not contributing to central fund, and 10th short feedback on Satpram case. After those short presentation, Kudam will present their team, and followed by proposed conflict resolution policy and conclusion with the next steps and summary by Inge from Resident Assembly Service. Bharat Niwas Pavilion of India in International Zone will host from Sunday 31st to Saturday 6th of September Kerala Mini Fest. From the Western Ghats with its tranquil backwaters and land sprawling with paddy fields that rise to lush hills, Bharat Niwas bring you this Onam season, the magical color splash culture of Kerala. On Sunday, they will start at 10 a.m. at Sauchu with Flower Mandala Pukalam, open community activity. At 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Mohiniyattam dance by Gopika Varma and Chup. On Monday, they continue at 5 p.m. at Sauchu with Lek Den Kalari Payatu by Pala Nivel and Chup. On Tuesday, 2nd of September at 4:30 p.m. at Sauchu, Chanda Milam will present drums by Kalinyam Unikrishan. On Wednesday, between 3 to 4:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra, we can meet the artists Bose Krishna Machari and artists from Auroville and Pondicherry. At 7 p.m. at India Space Contemporary Art, Kochi Muziris Biennale, and presented by Bose Krishna Machari. On Thursday at 7 p.m. at India Space, A Cultural Journey Through Tradition and Inquiry, presentation by Manoj Ravitran. At 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Otan Tulal by Suresh Kalyat, and on Friday, 5th of September, between 12 to 1:30 p.m. at Bharat Niwas Onam Lunch. And this lunch is 80 rupees per head, but we need to book it in advance, and we should call Riju at 91-59-81-6807. And from 3 p.m. onward, there would be Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Malayam Film Festival, and then on 6th of September, they will conclude at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium with Kathakali dance by Prabal. Next Friday, 5th of September, Krupa is organizing again Art Break Day next to Dreamers Cafe at Visitor Center, where everyone is welcome from 9 to 4 p.m. But she's requesting for schools or groups 8 plus participants to book a slot by emailing her at krupa@auroville.org. Make art free Oroville will be among 20 international sites hosting an event called Art Break Day for the second year in a row. Last year, more than 200 individuals participated. And tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Creep in Kalabumi, there will be contact improvisational dance session called Ecstatic Dance, in which you will be following the basic guidelines of ecstatic dance, which are: first, move however you wish; second, not talking on the dance floor; third, respect yourself and one another. For more details, we can contact Mark at oroville.org. PT Purchasing Series team is thanking all of us for being kind for all this time, and they are reopening snack bar on Ganesh Puja tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. And from Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in the International Zone also comes a joyful news saying that Pavilion of Tibetan Culture's library will be open for the public from the 1st of September onward. They will start with two morning openings on Tuesday and Thursday from 9:30 till 12:30 p.m. And everybody are welcome. From our singing festival comes another announcement on the new choir, which has started rehearsing Amazing Grace for the Auroville Singing Festival in October. Anyone who would like to join can come at Savitri Bhavan on Sunday, 31st of August at 4 p.m. The song is not difficult and the text will be provided. And from Visitor Center in International Zone comes an information on city transport named Quick Pick Up and Drop Shuttle Service in Maruti Omni 4-seater van, with passenger fares from 60 rupees up for one person single trip inside the city area, and destinations are up to Aspiration, R Model and Repo on Quiet. We can phone Visitor Center main gate on 262-2611, or we can call the driver directly on 9487-650951 daily between 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Friday and Saturday and Sunday evenings up to 9:30 p.m. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen a special film program with Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture in International Zone, titled Kenya and Rwanda, Forgiveness is Freedom. Director is Alec Brown, and it was made in USA and Rwanda in 2011. The film premiered at the 27th Sundance Film Festival in January 2011, where it won the World Cinema Dramatic Audience Award. At Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m, we can see documentary Years of Living Dangerously. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall within Auroville Film Series, we can see tonight at 8 p.m, Auroville, The Outline of a World, made in Belgium 2009 by director Quentin Norfalese. On Saturday, they will screen an international science fiction looper made in USA in China 2012 by director Ian Johnson. At Children Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation comedy drama Mary and Max, made in Australia in 2009 by director Adam Elliott. And later on at 8 p.m. at John Cassavetes Film Festival at Cine Club, we will see drama A Woman Under the Influence. It was made in USA in 1974, of course, by director John Cassavetes. And the mother wrote, "The psychic is a steady flame that burns in you, soaring towards the divine and carrying with it a sense of strength which breaks down all oppositions. When you are identified with it, you have the feeling of the divine true." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org.